Welcome back in. Abe Gordon here, hanging with you for another hour 20 till we hand things off to Day-Day Lewis. Prep Sports Nation coming your way. Going to go outside the perimeter in our 9 o'clock segment. That's when I talk about some of the top national sports stories, headlines, and topics. Probably stuff you, most of you don't care about. I know my guy Wolf Blades out there on Twitter. I don't know if he's listening. Diamond League Finals tomorrow. That's track and field for all you non-knowers. And an opportunity for some Americans to clinch a spot in the track and field world championships coming up in Tokyo in a couple of weeks. There's some crazy stuff going on with track and field recently. I know we all, well, not we all, some of us maybe paid attention to Faith Kipyegon's attempt to become the first woman to break the 4-minute barrier for a mile. She came 6 or so seconds short in that attempt, but did set a new world record, although I don't think it counts because of the pacers. I also saw that there was a new world record set just yesterday or overnight for 100 kilometers, sub 6 hours. Guy went 5:59, like 20 or something, to break the 6-hour barrier. It was sponsored by Adidas. They had these crazy cushion shoes with like double the amount of cushion as most people would use, obviously to protect the impact. But they're starting to push some boundaries there in track and field. We'll talk about the Diamond League Finals, maybe a little bit, probably not. It is tomorrow, though. I'll save my thoughts on flow track and my inability to watch them for off-air commentary. Want to get back to college football. It is week one. We're going to talk some more college football in the final hour as well, back through the games that I've got my eyes on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And as a reminder, not all of the games, but many of those significant games are going to be on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Get started tomorrow night, Cincinnati at versus Nebraska. Texas at Ohio State on Saturday. Notre Dame, Miami on Sunday. TCU at North Carolina on Monday. College football game time will get you started on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll be joining John Fricke starting at 10, and we'll rock and roll through all these games. A couple days ago, USA Today put out an article, who's the next college football coach to win their first national championship? And they provided some guidelines, and I want to talk about each coach that they listed. And Oren, I want you to jump on here too. Just we'll go back and forth as to whether we think it's a realistic option here, and if so, how far we feel they are away. The guidelines for their search as to how they limited based on who the recent champions in college football have been, said, all right, you have to be at a Power Four school. So that eliminates a bunch of nobodies. You can't be in your first season. That eliminates Bill Belichick. You have to have finished 7-5 or better last year. You need to be ranked in the preseason top 25. You need to have a 650 or better career winning percentage. Those guidelines shrink this list to 9 names. And it's a pretty good list of 9 names. The first one's Kalen DeBoer. Second year at Alabama, obviously replacing a legend in Nick Saban. Year one did not go great. They missed out on the playoffs, just barely, but they missed. And the question is, how close is he to winning a national championship? Could he be the first of this list? We'll go through all the names, and then we'll go individually. So on the list, shrunk to 9, are Kalen DeBoer, Brian Kelly, Lane Kiffin, Josh Heupel, Dan Lanning, James Franklin, Kurt Cignetti, Marcus Freeman, and Rhett Lashley. For those of you maybe not as familiar, Kurt Cignetti, the head coach at Indiana, Rhett Lashley, the head coach at SMU. Let's start with Kalen DeBoer here, Oren. You think Alabama's still on the swing to where they could win a national title, if not this year, in the next year or two?
No.
Why not?
Not this year. Maybe.
I think this is their best chance.
Because I still don't know what Ty Simpson is.
I don't either, but I think that certainly is a big question mark. But they've got some talent around him at receiver that I don't know if they're going to have
talent at receiver,
down the road.
Talent, that offensive line is probably one of the best.
Well, they're
in
banked
the country.
Up. They got to get healthy, but.
That defense is still going to be amongst one of the best in the country.
Got to get the running back room healthy.
Yeah,
I think
got to get him back too. So,
and now he's got an offensive coordinator that's his guy.
Yeah, got him back, Grubb.
That hopefully can do it as well. Brian Kelly, if it's not going to be this year, I don't know when it's going to be. I mean, how many years do we have to give this guy?
We're going to find out opening weekend.
I think so.
If these guys are for real or not.
But I'm not going to write a team off because they lose week one. Like if Notre Dame loses to Miami or vice versa. Well, if LSU loses to Clemson, vice versa. If Ohio State, Texas, vice versa.
Lost to Northern Illinois. But I just think I think the opening season losses – they do things to Brian Kelly that normal losses do to other teams.
I get that, but here's my hesitancy with any of those discussions, and I think it's really important, especially after what we saw last year. I think you have to give teams the ability to improve over the course of the year, and I think that's what Notre Dame did. I think it's okay to lose early if at a quality level you're where you need to be late, and I think we saw that from them. Lane Kiffin, I just don't think that – I think the SEC is too tough, and I just don't think that he's developing talent at a high enough level.
That's a good point.
The reliance on the transfer portal is great. Maybe in a one-year basis it comes together. I just don't buy it. Josh Heupel, I don't think so. I don't think he's recruiting at a high enough level. I think his questions at quarterback. Dan Lanning's an interesting one. I thought he could have won it last year, and it fell apart.
Of all the guys on this list,
I don't buy them this year.
Lanning is the one who I think
he's good enough coach to put it together year after year.
I think the most resources and talent have gone to him and Oregon, and I think I don't want to say he's done the least with it, but he's had the most talent and still has not been able to turn it into a national championship.
There are three names on this list that I think can win a national championship. One of them, it has to be this year, and that's the next name. That's James Franklin.
Absolutely.
If it's not this year, for James Franklin, it's like, if not now, when?
That team is loaded, dude.
The schedule's in your favor. I can't imagine you ever expect to return this much talent, guys who could have gone to the NFL.
You had a top five quarterback. Come back.
Two of the top 10 running backs probably in college football.
You're going to have a top 15 offensive lineman next year.
Now, you are going to replace Tyler Warren. And that's the big question is who's that security blanket, who's that playmaker on offense. But you should be able to lean on the run game and go from there. Kurt Cignetti at Indiana, I don't think he's doing it. We talked about it. I am a Florida fan. I'm an Indiana alum. It was nice last year. It's great that they got Fernando Mendoza to transfer from Cal. And I saw a piece today that said Fernando Mendoza is the number one pick of the 2026 NFL draft.
Hey, that dude shot.
He can throw.
Last year.
He can throw.
Georgia wanted him bad to play in Athens.
It'll be fun. They may go 10-2 again. They may make the playoffs again. They're not winning the title. Like, what are we talking about here? Marcus Freeman. I hate to say it. I think Brian Kelly was right.
To lead Notre Dame?
Yeah.
It's just there's a cap on what you can do.
And I know I know they got there last year, but they were never winning the title last year either. I just don't know if you can win the national championship.
They're always going to be so limited.
I get that.
In terms of what they can do offensively. And it's just, they recruit well, and with C.J. Carr is going to be their quarterback this year. It's just, I've never, ever been sold on a Notre Dame quarterback being the guy.
I was sold last year. Riley Leonard was the guy that I was sold on, but
I just didn't see him.
He didn't even play well at Notre Dame. I was sold on him because of his time
at Duke.
I mean, that dude was everything that he needed to be at Duke for Notre Dame to win. He gets to Notre Dame and he just wasn't quite that guy. He was always banged up. He was ankle injuries.
In this day and age of sort of just offenses that can go up and down the field, I don't see Notre Dame as that offense prolifically that can be that spread-type offense.
And they lost a lot in the secondary. Yeah. Benjamin Morrison, obviously Xavier Watts is here. We'll see. We'll see. The thing is, and this, it doesn't concern me. Like, Marcus Freeman has had an outstanding life, and as a college football head coach at Notre Dame, will continue to have a nice lifestyle. He's not a guy that I think is going to leave Notre Dame. Certainly not for another college.
No, it'd be pro if he
It would be pro. And it's just, I don't know if he can win at Notre Dame. I don't think he's going to go somewhere else and win. And so I don't know how much he's on the – and then Rhett Lashley at SMU, kind of like Kurt Cignetti. I just don't know if you can really get to where you need to be at SMU. I just –
they caught lightning in a bottle last year,
I think. Did. And they're going to be good again this year. I don't know how good. I think of this list, the three who can win a national championship are Kalen DeBoer, Dan Lanning, and James Franklin. I think if it doesn't happen this year from James Franklin, scratch him from the list. I think it's most likely to be Dan Lanning. If I had to pick one, it's most likely to be Dan Lanning. I think Kalen DeBoer, they're still, he's in that discussion. I think they can put together a year where it comes together for him. But if I had to guess, I think it's Dan Lanning. Dan Lanning is in my opinion, the best coach outside of Kirby. And then, like, you start the Ryan Day discussion. Sark, I guess, enters the discussion. Like, to me, Dan Lanning's in that discussion. And Marcus Freeman is, too, by the way. Like, I'm so impressed with what I've seen. I'd like to see it again. But, I just don't know if you can win a national championship at Notre Dame. But Dan Lanning, like, Dan Lanning's an SEC coach, just happens to be in the Big Ten. Like that's what it is. He
gets what it takes to be, all to be of successful it, all in college of football. Like, he knows what you need.
Like, if Kirby Smart wanted speed. If Kirby Smart wanted to retire, your first call should be to Dan Lanning.
Absolutely, it should be to Dan Lanning.
Like, that's the guy. And so I do think he could put it together. I do have questions this year about Oregon. I don't know. The Evan Stewart injury kills them. I really think it just kills them. Dante Moore, incredibly high potential.
They got the freshman, though, DeCorian out of Duncanville, Texas, though, the all-star, the all-American freshman wide receiver that they're expecting big things from this year, too.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. The Stewart is so good, though, and he's out for the year with a knee injury.
And then they got the running back transfer, Hughes, from what's that, from Tulane?
Yeah, and Tulane lost everyone on offense.
Everybody.
It's not good. We'll see how it plays out, but I'm not sure Oregon's there right now. But I haven't seen Dante Moore enough. I mean, I saw him as a freshman at UCLA. It was a disaster. Terrible offensive line. That's not necessarily on him. Some bad freshman mistakes. Some bad reads. Some bad throws. He's got to clean it up. He can't turn the ball over like that. He's got to play a little bit smarter if he's going to win at Oregon. Give me Dan Lanning, though, still, to be the next first-time champion in college football. All right, we are headed to the final hour here. Outside the perimeter, another discussion of the best games in college football this week, and then we'll wrap things up. It's all coming your way as we kick off the 9 o'clock hour on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.